Bezalel Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Tashiv, ninth and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Gnevim, the Laws of Theft, in the Sefer Nezikin, the Book of Damages, where in this Perek we discuss a very different type of stealing, that of stealing a person, what's known as kidnapping, and regarding someone who stealthily sneaks and breaks into someone's house. As Rambam gets halacha off, regarding the prohibition about stealing a person, known as kidnapping. Kol Agoyinim Nefesh Adam, whoever steals a person's self, which we had been speaking about stealing money, now we're speaking about stealing a person. Liver Blaze to say violates a negative prohibition, something like it says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, in the Seres Adibis, Le Tignif, don't steal. Now, Pasuk Zalmba says that Hadvarim, this Pasuk, this verse that was said in the Ten Commandments, he has Haro Lagunim Nefashis, actually a prohibition to someone who steals a person. The way we know that is what's called from one of the 13 hermeneutic principles of Devala Minyana, from context. And the context of all the other prohibitions that Seres Adibris, Le Sirtach, Le Sinnaf, don't commit adultery, don't commit murder, are all liable for the capital punishment. That would be the same thing for this stealing, which must be kidnapping. Vechen HaMaychor, so to someone who sells the person he kidnapped. Oivu B'Leis, say, violates negative prohibition. Shazeb B'Chlav, this includes when it says, V'yikor Le'yimachu, Mimkeres Abed, don't sell him a selling of a slave. And they look in the Shnei Lav and Elu, but one does not get lashed with the two negative prohibitions. Because these are negative prohibitions which can be given over to be worn for the death penalty. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in the bottom, that if you find the person who had kidnapped his brother, etc., from the Jewish people, and you kill that thief. And in that Pasuk it mentions the stealing and the selling, that if he violates, he's going to be chayiv misa. And therefore, since he can be executed, he does not get lashes. And his death would be by strangulation, because whenever it says mis in the Torah, unspecified, it means chenek. Now halacha beis in a gan of chayiv mises chenek. However, the thief, the kidnapper, is not liable for the death penalty of strangulation until he kidnaps a Jewish person. He brings him into his property, but he utilizes him. He sells him to someone else. Kashnem says in the pasuk vis amar boy mochare, which means utilizing the thief and then selling him. Even if the utility that he did with him was even less than that of a value of a pruta, he leaned on him, he supported himself with him. Even at that moment, the kidnapped person was sleeping. Ultimately, he used him, and that would qualify for that criterion. Now, halacha gimel. Let's say he kidnapped him. But still, the kidnapped person, the captive, is still in his own domain. And the captor did not bring him into his property, but still exempt. He didn't have that variable. Let's say he stole him, and he took him to his property, and he utilized him, but he didn't sell him yet. Or it was out of order. He sold him before he utilized him. Or he utilized him, but he sold him to one of the relatives of the captive. The captive is one of the captive's relatives. Let's say he sold him to his father or to his brother as a slave. He's going to be exempt. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Goinim nevesh me'echav." If he steals a soul from his brothers, meaning that he's separating him from his brothers and from his friends through the sale, not when he's selling him to them. Let's say he stole him v'yashin and he was sleeping. And he utilized him when he was sleeping. And he sold him v'dayin yashin and he was sleeping throughout the whole thing. And his apatah is going to be exempt because, although, like we said, you could be sleeping at some point in the utility, but he has to be awake when he's actually sold. Halacha da'od, v'cheinim gun of isha u'machara lu b'rea u'bavad. Let's say, so if someone stole a woman and he sold her only for her fetuses, k'gon she'esna al-keach, where he stipulated with the buyer, shazu ha'shif chali, the maidservant is for me, meaning the woman. V'ein l'chei le'el l'blod, is you're only going to get the children. It's a potzi's exempt. You have to sell the person himself. Halacha hei, ha'goinim es benoi o yasach ha'katan. If someone steals, kidnaps his own son, or his younger brother, or vechena petrapin, or let's say a caretaker, shagun vesei yisayim shem smuchim islam, where he kidnaps the orphans that are dependent on him, or balabai shagun vechem neibes, or a homeowner who kidnaps one of his family members, a smuchim ashkenu who is supported by his table, or malamet tunekis, or a school teacher, shagun vechem nakatan halim netzlei, that kidnaps one of the children that learns by him. So although he stole him, brought him to his property, he utilized him and he sold him, he did all the criterion part, he's going to be exempt. Why? Because the pasuk says that he's found by him, which sounds like that before the kidnapping, this child would not have nothing to do with this person. That excludes all the cases we spoke about where they frequent them. Now that they're running off somewhere, that wouldn't qualify for nim tzibiyadim. Whether someone kidnaps an adult, or kidnaps even a baby that's 1 day old, as long as we know that it was a full-term child. Ben Zachar ben Akeva, whether male or female, Ben Joyganim, Isha Isha, whether the kidnapper was a man or a woman. Hari Eil Naragun, they're going to get executed for this. Shem like it says, the Pasuk, Goyim Nefesh steals a soul, Mekamakam, whatever the soul is. Vechar Goyim Nefesh, so whether he kidnaps a Jew, or Shoganim Ger, or kidnaps a convert, or Yavim Meshuchar, or a freed slave, Krishna Nemet says, the Pasuk, Nefesh Me'echab, a soul from his brethren, Veil B'chal Achenahim, a Torah Mitzvah, they're considered Jews, our brothers, with Torah Mitzvahs. But if someone steals a slave, or half slave, half free person, he's not considered echav, even though a eved does mitzvahs like a woman, it wouldn't qualify for echav to be liable for kidnapping. Halacha Zayin discussed a related halacha about breaking into someone's home. Hababa machter, so if someone breaks into someone, comes through a cave, bein bayem bein malayla, whether he's breaking into someone's house during the day or during the nighttime, in lo dam. Mean to say, it's like as if he has no blood, no vitality, and it's as if he's dead, and whoever kills him is going to be exempt. And the reason for that is because this thief is planning on breaking into the house. He knows the homeowner is not going to let him, and therefore he has in mind that he'll kill him if he has to, and Allah says, if someone's coming to kill you, you'll let him kill him. So it's like as if he has no blood. Ella, rather, im haroge balabai sashar adam, so if the homeowner or some other person kills that person breaking in, but they're exempt. And actually permission is granted for anyone who wants to kill him, whether in a weekday or even on Shabbos, anywhere they could kill him. Because in the Pasuk, in Lidam, he has no blood. Because again, he's gonna murder if he needs to. So you gotta kill him first. Now, whether it's actually like the wording of the Pasuk is that he's coming through a cave, he's digging his way in, whether you find a thief in the roof of a person's house, or in his courtyard, or in his enclosed area, whether day or night, it's the same thing. So why does it say that he's digging his way in? That's the way the most thieves are. They come by digging their way in during the nighttime. Halacha test now. Why did the Torah permit the blood of this thief? Even though he's just coming regarding monetary, he wants to steal someone's money. You can't kill someone who wants to steal someone's money. The reason is because the presumption is that this person's presumption is that if the homeowner is going to stand up in front of him and try to stop him, he's coming ready to kill the homeowner if he has to. So the nimtza comes at zeha nechnas labeis chaver lignav. This guy who's really coming into this friend's house just to steal is really kuroi devacha chaver lahar. It's like as if he's pursuing someone to kill him. Therefore, he could be killed. Whether he was an adult or a minor, whether male or female, it doesn't make a difference. This person is attempting possible murder and therefore you're allowed to kill him. Now, however, let's say it was clear to the homeowner that this thief was coming to try to steal from him. He's not going to kill him. Only coming for monetary purposes. So then you're allowed to kill that attempting thief. And if you do kill that thief, you consider having murdered someone. And one will be liable for killing that person. Because the Pasuk says over there, if the sun shines in him, what does it mean sun shines in him, that you not kill him? If it's clear to you as the sun of the day, that he has peace with you, you not kill him. If a father is desperate and he's trying to break into his son's house to steal some money, in there he's not allowed to be killed. For sure the father's not going to kill the son. But if the son's trying to break into his father's house, nedug, he could be killed because he does not have the same compassion as the father has to his son. So too, that you're not allowed to kill, if let's say a thief already stole and is on his way out, or he didn't steal, but you catch him as he's trying to run away from where he was trying to break in. Since his back is turned to you, and you could tell that he's obviously not coming, he's actually running away. The inner rate is not pursuing the person. Yes, he's considered as if he has blood. You're not allowed to kill him. Let's say people surrounded him. You're not allowed to kill that thief because there's people that are going to save the homeowner if the thief is going to try to kill him. Or even if, let's say, they can't save him. But since there are people who are going to testify that if he kills the homeowner, that will prevent the thief and he's not going to kill him, so therefore he has considered as if he's blood and you're not allowed to kill him. So, even if he's still in the property that he's trying to steal from, in an Eric, he's not allowed to be killed. I'm just saying, if they're coming to court already, for sure, no one's allowed to kill that attempted thief. So, let's say someone's trying to break in, into someone's garden, or to his field, or to where he has his sheep of Hasar, or where he has the pen of his animals. Yesh leidam, such a person, such a thief, has blood. Shechaskasa shebal mamavav, because we presume that he's only coming to steal money. Lefishein reva bal mitzum mimkom yisrael, because generally the homeowners are not there in those places, not in the stable. The guy's trying to break into the stable, he's not planning in mind to kill the homeowner, he doesn't think the homeowner's going to be there, that's why he's breaking in over there, and therefore one's not allowed to kill him, even if the homeowner happens to be there, and catch him over there. Halacha Yud Gimel regarding death penalty and at the same time monetary payment. So kol ganav shesh le'dam, any thief that has blood, we mean that you're not allowed to kill him. Let's say a father for a son, or if he's on his way running out. Let's say as he's trying to break in, the whole foundation of the wall collapses and the pile of rubble falls on him on Shabbos. So mefakhnalav, you will still clear the rubble to try to save him, because he still has dam. He's not someone that we want as allowed to kill. And pekorach nefesh teich Shabbos. V'mishava kelim b'biyasa. Let's say he breaks vessels as he's entering. Chayav b'tashlumin. He's going to be liable for the monetary payment, like anyone who damages, because he's not liable for any death penalty to exempt. In contrast, misha in l'dam, someone who does not have blood, like we said in Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, where you're allowed to kill him. If shoshava kelim b'biyasa, if he breaks vessels as he's entering, patur. He's actually exempt from paying, because the reason is when you have a liability of death and a liability of money at the same time, even if you end up being saved from the death, you're still exempt from paying. And same thing is that we wouldn't clear the rubble either for this person, because he has ein lo dam. At the same time, he's not liable because he can't have mis and tashlum at the same time. Commercial Rambam, like we explained already in Perek Gimel, halacha alf, slikalu hilchas geneva, we have concluded that laws of geneva, of theft, with heavenly assistance.